Hey, guess what? We got district basketball right here tonight from Gopher Arena here in Green City, Missouri. It'll be the second seed Nominger Wildcats versus the third seed Brashear Tigers. A little hiccup in the public address. We'll have a starting lineup for you here shortly. Probably the same we've seen the other 38 games we played them this year. It'll be Katie King. Whitney Middleton. Courtney Bronner, Caitlin Bronner, and Emily Wayman. Now for the Tigers, Trey Cole, Jesse Hill. Jesse Hill. We have Trey Cole, Jesse Hill, Kimberly Elsie, Haley Kelsey, Christina Scudder. Boy, these five have logged a lot of minutes. These ten have logged a lot of minutes against each other over the course of the year. We'll see who's able to get the upper hand in this one. Basically the only one that matters the whole year.
How many is this? How many meetings have they had? I can't remember. Three or four, at least.
Well, I couldn't tell you. Four? I'm thinking four, maybe.
Is that good?
Yeah. Hello? Okay. Trying to get our levels picked up here. Wayman will jump against Kelsey. Friendly handshake there. The last friendly thing they do tonight, probably.
You betcha.
Oh, it's...
All friendly emotions cease now.
That's right. It's business time. Everybody ready?
The officials aren't quite yet.
Let's do it.
Uh-oh. Hill on a breakaway to Scudder for a layup right off the beginning.
And time for clock burner. Rest of the night.
Hill did a good job of gathering the tip there by Kelsey, and she took it right in. The defense wasn't ready for Novinger, and she passed it to Scudder, who was wide open for a layup. Good job by the Tigers. Now let's see how they play defense. Middleton gets it out to Courtney Bronner. Now left wing for King into Wayman. Wayman kicks it out to Courtney Bronner. She dribbles and puts up a wild-looking shot. Rebound by Hill. Hill gets it out to Elsie. Elsie's going to bring it up for the Tigers. She gets it out to Cole. Cole dribbles left side. Now takes it back top the key. Hands off to Hill. Hill has it top the key. Guarded by Courtney Bronner. Hill can't find anybody. Now hands off to Elsie. Elsie brings it to left the key and sets up the offense. Now it passes to Cole left side. Cole dribbles to the right elbow. She's open, so she puts up the shot. It splashes around the rim. There you go. And falls out, rebounded by Courtney Bronner. Hands off to Caitlin Bronner. Now back to Courtney Bronner. She thought about the three, now gets the left wing for King. Now top the key for Middleton. Middleton now right wing for Bronner. Her shot is an air ball. But recovered by Wayman. Wayman gets it back out to King. Now they send it off to Courtney Bronner on the right side again. She kicks it out to Caitlin Bronner, but not...
No, Caitlin Bronner that time, though. The pass.
Okay. Anyway, Courtney Bronner stepped on the baseline, so it'll be Tiger ball.
There you go.
Confusion of Courtney Caitlin.
Well, you know it's Novinger. We're talking about them, so...
Again, Brashear gets into the corner for Elsie. Elsie puts it on the floor, tries to get around Caitlin Bronner, kicks it out to Hill. Hill just inside the arc. Her shot is off the back rim. No good. Rebounded by King. King hands off to Caitlin Bronner of Novinger and brings it up. She gets it off to Courtney Bronner. Courtney dribbles left side baseline. Her pass to Wayman is tipped by Scudder or Kelsey. I'm not for sure. And it's recovered by Kelsey. She gets it off to Elsie. Elsie comes down, sets up from
there you go.
Just inside the arc and splashes it down.
Nice job, Kimberly. She knew it. Right when she got a little bit of space between her and the defender, she knew she was going up with it.
The ball has entered to Courtney Bronner, and she kicks it out to King, now to Caitlin Bronner. Caitlin puts on the floor, pushes off Cole. No fouls called. They kick it out to Courtney Bronner, now to King. King now right side for Middleton. Middleton back out to Caitlin Bronner, hits King. King from 15, her shot is good. 4-2, 5:35 to play first quarter.
Trey Cole's going to bring it up across the timeline now. Both teams starting out running a pretty sharp offense here. Cole guarded over by Middleton. Now Elsie gets it. She gets it over to Scudder, who's getting to the basket. It's going to be blocked out of bounds by Courtney Bronner. It's going to stay with the Tigers here. 5:18 left to go. It's 4-2. Tigers are leading. Elsie will inbound it. We've been seeing that more and more lately, that she'll be the one that inbounds it, especially underneath the basket. Lobs it over to Kelsey, and just inside top of the key. Gets it back to Elsie. Gets a... dribble to get her space away from the defender and puts it off the glass and good, right on the block. She was she was on the block quite a bit to be getting an open shot there, but
you,
as Middleton down the other end shoots a three off back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Kimberly or Haley Kelsey with impeccable boxing out there and is able to get the rebound. Cole, bring it the other way. Go ahead, Tyler.
On those inbound plays, you always got to watch the inbounder because they'll sneak in and get wide open, just like Elsie did last time.
That's right. Or occasionally they'll throw it off the guy's back in front of him and then shoot the layup.
I doubt
we
see that.
I don't know if Coach Williams is going to allow that. King is guarding Cole out about 30 feet away from the basket. Now Kelsey or Elsie gets it top of the key. Bounce pass into Scudder on the give and go. It's going to be called jump ball there. It's going to go to the Novinger Wildcat. The pass kind of hung up a little bit on the bounce, and Scudder had to reach back and get it. Novinger coach wants time out here. It's 6-2 with 4:33 left to go in the first quarter.
It doesn't have any lead in.
Got the both teams really active there. I mean, it's, you know, it's district tournament. If you can't be active now, I don't know. You can't save it for tomorrow, that's for sure.
There is no tomorrow if you lose.
There's no tomorrow in district tournament. Sometimes there's a day after tomorrow, but that's only if you win. Katie King is going to bring it across, working against Hill. Top of the key, stops, picks up a dribble, gets it to Middleton on the right-hand wing. Gives it to Caitlin Bronner. Caitlin Bronner bounced over to Middleton now, still on the right side. Now to King, top of the key, wide open. Splash, she's 2 for 2. 6-4, Novinger, 4:10 left to go in the first quarter. Elsie brings it across. No press by the Wildcat. There's a pick by Cole. Elsie gets it into Scudder. Scudder working against Wayman. Drop step. She's going to be called for steps there. She kind of got in a position that she kind of got in a position there that she wasn't in very good steps to get the pass in, and Wayman played good defense on her. Middleton gets it to Courtney Bronner in the corner. Lob pass over to Wayman. Wayman underneath the basket has to get it out to Courtney Bronner. And they're calling 3 seconds in the lane on Wayman, who got the ball and couldn't do anything with it once she got it underneath the basket.
They probably could have called like 18 seconds that time.
They stopped at the first three. As Elsie brings it across against King, there's another pick by Cole. This looks like the same play as we had before. Scudder comes out a little deeper, gives herself some room to work. A little elbow shimmy on Wayman. Hill with a ball fake, and they're going to call her for steps.
Hill has that shuffle when she moves. She's got to be careful. She's done that before, too.
Yeah. It just kind of depends on if you get an official that wants to be that fine on the line or not. And I mean, it's traveling. It's whether they want to call it or not. It's the issue. King, don't let her shoot. She's 2 for 2 in the game. Gets it to Middleton, top of the key. Over to Caitlin Barnes, going to launch a deep three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Haley Kelsey. She gets it to Cole. We got 3:14 left to go. Pie left to go in the first quarter, and it's 6-4. Trey Cole is going to work the different play now. Gets it to Elsie, top of the key. Works around the Scudder pick. Now gets it out to Hill. Holds it high, top of the key, guarded by Courtney Bronner. Hill drives in, puts it up. It's going to be partially blocked and picked up by Caitlin Bronner in the lane. And then it's kind of knocked around, picked up by Courtney Bronner, and she's going the other way. Trying to get a break on transition, and they're going to call a foul on Scudder, I believe. He's looking at her anyway.
Yep.
That's on Christina Scudder. That'll be her first. Now that's the first foul of the game. 2:47 left to go at 6-4 Tigers. Courtney Bronner gives it to King. King drifts over to the top of the key. Now back to Courtney Bronner. He's going to launch it long three. Further rim, no good. Rebound goes to Middleton. Middleton loses it to Scudder, or excuse me, to Elsie. Scudder playing good defense on her over there. Scudder and Cole. And Elsie was able to come up with a loose ball. Cole drifts over to the right-hand side now. Picks up her dribble. Guarded closely by Middleton. Bounce pass to Elsie in the corner. Elsie dribbles to the free throw line. Now gives it to Cole.
Novinger's playing good defense on us.
They are. It's airtight. Kelsey gets inside. Rebound comes to Scudder. Scudder puts it up no good to Kelsey, who gets up a shot kind of off balance, but she was in traffic, and she's going to get the benefit of the foul there. Ooh, Coach Williams. I don't know if you heard Coach Williams there. That was a free bonus sideline report.
Without the sideline reporter.
No, he didn't need a microphone for that one. Kelsey's going to shoot two here. First one's pure.
I thought myself that Scudder was probably fouled as well. They didn't call it on her, and Kelsey got the call instead.
Here's Haley's second. No good. Rebound. Bounced up. Back to Kelsey. She gets knocked away by Bronner. Elsie's the only one back there against her. Bronner tries to jump.
Oh,
they're going to call Kelsey on the foul there.
That looked like a clean block to me.
It was close. I mean, it was. It looked good. It looked like she was a. It was a nice swat out of bounds, and they're going to get Haley on the foul. That'll be the second on the Tigers.
I thought the ball had already left the hand when she knocked it out.
7-4, 2:06 left to go. Courtney Bronner's first one's good. She'll have one more.
That's something the Tigers don't need is foul trouble.
Definitely not. Not when we only have seven people. Next one's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound by Kimberly Elsie. Nice way to clear out there. Kimberly right in the middle of the lane. She brings it up. Tiger with still a two-point lead. 2 minutes left to go in the first. She gives it to Sheree Cole on the right-hand side. Sheree picks up her dribble. Now gives it to Hill. And Hill's going to commit the foul there. I think it was a foul on Hill.
I think it was, too.
The crowd doesn't seem to think so, but I think that the Green City fans here thought it was a foul on Novinger. I think they want Novinger to win, or they want Bashir to win this game. Whatever reason they're rooting for you, it's nice to have people rooting. 7-5, it'll be the first foul on Hill. There's one on Scudder, one on Kelsey. That's three fouls for the Tigers. One foul for the Novinger Wildcats. Wilson almost loses it over on the right-hand side. Gives it to Courtney Bronner. She holds it between the circles. Gets it over to King, 1:35 left to go in the first quarter. Bounce pass to Middleton. Middleton to Caitlin Bronner is going to launch a three. Back of the rim, no good. Goes up. Wayman gets the rebound. I don't know how they were let her get position. She was standing right in front of two Tigers. It's tied up at seven with 1:20 left to go in the first.
Tigers got to do a better job of boxing out. They get the ball into the corner for Elsie. Elsie dribbles just inside the arc now, puts up the shot. A little off, a little strong, good rebound there by Cole. It was knocked around by Novinger, and Cole finally just picked it up. Gets it off the hill. Hill shot's blocked by Courtney Bronner or Wayman both. They were both on top of her. Now they get the ball out to Elsie for three off the rim. Rebounded by Kelsey. Tigers doing a good job of rebounding. Now Kelsey gets it to Hill from 6 feet off the back rim again.
Tigers having trouble hitting their shots tonight.
You
can't
blame the
opportunities.
You can't blame the one shot and out method, though, because Tigers have had, they took, what, three or four shots on that?
I think so. And they chased down a lot of loose balls, too.
Yet again, another miss from three for Caitlin Bonner. It's good to see her missing.
Yeah, especially if we're not hitting ours.
Cole has it on the right side. She gets into Scudder. Scudder just inside there, passes off the hill. Hill now feeds it into Scudder working on Wayman. Scudder shot.
There you go.
He is fouled.
You've got to take it right to these big people inside. That'll be the second foul on Scudder, I believe.
And
second foul on Wayman.
Wayman can't believe it again. I've never seen her accept a foul in my life.
Scudder's going to shoot two free throws here. 19.9 seconds left to go with 7-7.
Oh, missed it. Free throw shooting could be the key of the game. Whoever can hit free throws might just win this game. And Scudder misses them both. Got to have a soft touch at the line. Wayman has it. Gets it off to Courtney Bronner with 12 seconds left. Courtney hasn't even got it across the timeline. Now does. Caitlin Bronner has it with 8. Gets it into Wayman. Wayman from the free throw line. Off the backboard and in. Oh, my. If I was forcing him to take a shot, that's who I'd want to take it. Cole.
Oh,
half court.
Boy, she got a lot of air under that for as far back as she was, but it was no good nonetheless.
So after one, the Tigers are down 7-9.
Tell you what, it doesn't get much closer than this, that's for sure. Okay. Here we go. Show Me Showdown, High School Hoops. Tonight's game leads to the Show Me State Basketball Pinnacle. Show Me Showdown 2006. This year's Class 1, 2, and 3 Boys and Girls Basketball Championships be held March 16th through 18th at State of the Art Mizzou Arena on the University of Missouri Columbia campus. See what March Mayhem is all about at Show Me Showdown 2006. For game information, log on to MISHA.org. Call the Mizzou Arena box office for tickets. Not the Bashir Arena box office, but the Mizzou Arena box office.
There we go. First quarter stats. The Tigers' top scorer was Kimberly Elsie. She had 4. Kelsey had 1, and Christina Scudder had 2. For the Wildcats, Courtney Bronner had 1, Emily Wayman had 4, and King had 4 points as well.
That's 9-7. Nice work, John.
He's the ultimate statistician.
He's the statmeister. Elsie has the top of the key. Dribbles left, now gets to Hill, who's wide open.
Going
to be blocked by Wayman, who came
I
out of nowhere.
I thought she had some hand on that.
As Courtney Bronner is coming back the other way with it, right in front of Seth Wheeler. Courtney gets it over to Caitlin now. Now back to Courtney, over to Caitlin, to Katie King, top of the key. Now to Courtney Bronner, in the middle of the lane, puts it up and good.
Tigers got to work on the defensive side.
They can't let Bronner's living is coming is inside the lane. And they can't let her get in there without having some trouble. Elsie gets it over on the left-hand wing. Guarded by Caitlin Bronner, gets to Hill. Hill inside to Kelsey. Kelsey with a little hook shot. That's going to be out of bounds off of Scudder's hand. And it's going to go to the Wildcats there. I think sometimes Haley kind of telegraphs what she's going to do with the ball before she does it, whether it's a shoot or not. Middleton on the other end shoots a three, no good. Rebound by Wayman, no good. And it's going to go off of Hill's hands and out of bounds.
Hill couldn't grab it. Wayman was falling away when she shot, and I don't think any team has hit a three-pointer tonight, but I would just soon let Novinger set up from three and let him shoot it.
Well, they're not going to hit it. You got to make them. That's a shot you need to give them. Courtney Bronner on the baseline is trapped by three Tigers. She gets it to Katie King, who takes one step inside line. Backboard, no good.
Yeah.
Rebound goes to Caitlin Bronner, who outchases Kimberly Elsie. Katie King gives it now to Caitlin Bronner. Throws up another three, no good. Rebound goes to Sheree Cole on the other side. Just like we were talking about in the last game, she has a knack for getting rebounds, even though she's probably the shortest player on the floor. She goes over the right-hand side. It's a tie, we'll say.
Okay.
Elsie, top of the key. No good. Tigers can't hit anything. Scudder gets the rebound. They're going to call a foul on Novinger here.
There we go.
Crowd doesn't like that.
I like it.
That's a foul on Caitlin Bronner.
I hope they can run something here off the inbound that works.
That'll work. Haley Kelsey, short. Gets her own rebound, puts it up.
There we go.
Patty Stack. Got her own rebound, put it up. The thing was, there were like five people between her and the basket. She just jumped up over all of them, grabbed the rebound, put it in. 11-9. Caitlin Bronner sets up. There's a three. They left her wide open on that one, and she drained it.
Of course, she's probably, what, 1 for 800 by now?
I don't care. That's worth 3 points. 14-9 now. Elsie gets it to Hill. Hill to Cole now. Cole works off the Scudder pick.
Bounce
back in the Scudder.
There we go.
There's a nice play. Give and go there. Pick and roll by
Scudder. Scudder shuffled towards the basket and kept her man on her backside.
Right. It was like the person that was guarding her was right, had the saddle on her, was riding her. Caitlin Brown's going to launch another three here. In and out. No good. Rebound by Haley Kelsey right next to Wayman. Boy, that was a game turner right there. 14-11. 5:30 left to go. That thing was halfway down before it came back out.
The rim said they didn't like it.
That's right. As Scudder gets it now, just outside the free throw line, to Hill. Hill holds it high and gets it outside to Elsie. Bounce pass into Scudder. Almost loses it. Gets it to Hill. Hill inside to Kelsey.
No.
One dribble. It's going to be blocked. Scudder runs right by it. Picked up by Middleton. As Courtney Bronner comes back the other way. Crossover dribble. Gets out to Caitlin Bronner. She's launching
deep.
Another three. No good. I think they're settling for threes too much. They had a three-on-one at the time, and they ended up settling for a three-pointer. Cole's going to dribble all the way in.
It would have counted.
Coach Sheree Cole was on the other side of the court all by herself.
Her path to the basket was clear. There was nobody even in the vicinity.
And she drove in, made the layup, but Coach Williams called the timeout. I don't think the players can get mad at her for that. They couldn't get away with it anyway. They could be mad at her. But neither team has substituted so far. We'll see which team gets gassed first.
I'm getting gassed just watching them run.
We'll see if the Tigers can get that get those two points back.
They need three to tie.
Well, we're still early. First half, 4:55 left in the second.
You always want to make a comeback.
Well, the comeback is going
to be too early to start the comeback.
That's what they say. Elsie lobs it over top to Hill. Wide open free throw line.
Oh, buddy.
Good.
That was way off.
I barely got rim over on the side.
I think she got a little jumpy. She saw Wayman coming towards her.
Yep.
That'd get you jumpy.
Yeah, I think so. She's pretty tall. Long arms. Caitlin Bronner. Brings it down, works against King. Now Wayman gets it.
Oh my gosh.
She
defeated Kelsey on that.
I don't know what happened there, but both of them hovered in midair like the Matrix, I think. Sheree Cole pulls up from just inside the arc. No good. Rebound goes to Courtney Bronner. She's going to beat everyone down the floor. She tries to get the foul. She gets her own rebound. Dead, puts it off the glass and good. I don't know why more Tigers couldn't have got down on the glass there once her first shot came, but she was able to get her own rebound on that. There's no way that should happen. 16-11, 4:09 left to go.
Tigers need to settle down on offense and get some good shots. and save their reserves for defense. No, yeah, no. A bad pass there by Hill.
Hey, there you go.
Gunner recovered it and then made the shot and was fouled by Wayman, and Wayman is, look at her, she can't believe it again.
Well, I think she's mad at herself. She knew she did that one. She knew that she had a chance to get that ball, and she missed it.
All righty. Just getting some inside information.
Cutter makes the first, misses the second. Hill compels the rebound.
My.
It's thrown on the floor. And it's going to stay with the Wildcats. Hang in there,
tough
Jesse.
Right there. She was absolutely, she was
well,
lifted
off
the
ground.
Well, I
tell you what, she ended up with the ball, didn't she, when
yeah.
it was all said and done. So she proved something there. Kimberly Elze working against Caitlin Bronner there. King with a moving screen to get away with it.
Just
now gets it over to Middleton. So Bronner's going to throw up another three. That's good.
Now she's 2 for 900.
It's 19-12 now. 3:36 left to go in the first half. Cole. Bounce pass to Elze. Elze lobs it into Kelsey. Kelsey.
Travels.
Gets to Scudder at the junction. Scudder.
Oh.
No good. That was way off.
The Tigers need to hit some shots.
Well, yeah, their shooting is horrible. They can't be shooting 30% even. Courtney Bronner gets it underneath to King. King misses the semi layup, and Elze ends up with the rebound somehow. She gets it ahead to Cole. The Tigers are running tonight.
Cole
all the way in. Now it pulls up and gets it to Elze. Elze fakes the shot and gets it up from 18.
There
nice.
We go.
There you go. Boy, that was aggression right there. She didn't waste any time. She did a ball fake at the three-point line, took a step over, and drained it. 19-14, 2:55 left to go in the first half.
Bronner's got it. Now gets the left wing for Middleton. Middleton fires a three with a funny delivery, and the ball is rebounded by Elze. Elze's doing a good job of getting the boards tonight. She seems to be everywhere. Now she passes off to the right wing for Cole. Cole feeds it to Scudder on the right elbow. Scudder hits Hill. Hill gives it back to Scudder, working on Wayman. Her shot's blocked, and it's recovered by Middleton. Middleton gives it off to Courtney Bronner, who's going to walk it up for Novinger. 2:25 left to play, second quarter. Novinger with a five-point lead. Left wing now for King. Her shot is way off, and it's saved before it goes out of bounds by Kelsey, who gives a hip check to Caitlin Bronner, and she takes a seat on the sideline. And then on the other side, Wayman, I believe they're going to call for pushing Hill. That's Wayman's third foul.
I tell you what, Tigers are running. This is the most I've seen them run all year, I think. They're getting out and getting after it. Maybe they know their bench is a little bit deeper than Novinger's bench.
They get the ball straight into Kelsey on the inbound, and she
there
drills it from 18.
That's what we needed, 19-16 now.
2:05 left to play second quarter. I believe the last call was on King instead of Wayman, but it looked to me like it was on Wayman. Anyway, Middleton, excuse me. Middleton gives it off to Courtney Bronner. She's going to fire a three. Splash. Ooh, Tigers didn't need that. 16-22 is the score. 1:45 left to play. Tiger ball. Cole brings it up the left side. Feeds it to Elze. Elze could take, who is it, King to school on the left side, but opted not to. Now they get it off to Hill on the right side. Hill gives it off to Cole. Working the perimeter game. Now feeds it into Scudder. Scudder hits a wide open. Kelsey to the basket. Yes.
Nice play. A little give and go. They've run it all year. That lane was wide open. I don't know if there was a player in it besides Haley Kelsey.
Now right wing for King. King holds. Can't find anybody. She finally gets it off to Middleton. Middleton dribbles in just inside the arc. Thought about the three, but Haley Kelsey recovered it in time to stop her. Now back to King. Now hits a cutting Courtney Bronner, and they're going to say, Cole, I think, got her on a reach. Yep. That's Cole's second foul. First foul on Cole. 1:05 left to play. Tigers are down 4, 18-22. Courtney Bronner gets it into Middleton, and Middleton promptly loses it out of bounds.
Nice play by Kimberly Elze to cause that turnover. Kind of got her hand in the eyes of... of the person, the receiver there.
The Tigers need to burn this last minute, get a good quality shot off, and cut this lead even more going into halftime. Scudder can't find anybody, now gets it off to Cole. Cole back into Scudder. Scudder wants to hit Kelsey, now gets it to Hill. Hill fires a shot off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Courtney Bronner, or Caitlin Bronner, excuse me, with 45 seconds left. Not the shot the Tigers wanted. They get it off to Courtney Bronner. Courtney Bronner dribbles in from the free throw line. She puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Scudder. Scudder clears it to Kelsey, now to Cole. Cole has it with 32 seconds left to play.
Maybe now they'll do the play you want, Tyler.
There you go. Cole feeds it into Scudder. Scudder back out to Cole. Dangerous pass. Good job by Cole to get it. Now Elsie puts on a ball fake. Gets it off to Kelsey. Kelsey from six. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by Wayman. Wayman with 20 seconds left. She gets it off to Courtney Bronner. Bronner brings it up the court. Bronner dribbles through the defense to the other side. And the ball is poked away but recovered by King. King back to Courtney Bronner. Bronner dribbles baseline with 7 seconds. And they're going to get a foul on Hill. That's her second foul.
I believe so.
Yes, that's Hill's second foul. 7.5 seconds left for Novinger with a 4-point lead as well. Courtney Bronner to inbound. She finds King. King gets it into Wayman. Wayman, terrible looking shot. She missed it. And they're going to get her with over the back, I believe. This will be her third foul. Yes, it is.
Tigers have to go length of the court, though, 2.9 seconds to get a shot off here.
I want the ball in Cole's hands if it's me. They get it to Hill. Hill fires from half court. Ooh, not enough strength. She could have dribbled because she caught it and launched.
The ball bounced twice out of bounds before the buzzer rang. She could have taken two or three dribbles in. But you never know. I mean, you definitely want to make sure you have enough time to get shot off.
Absolutely.
You can't fault her for that. Hey, Tigers played a pretty decent half of basketball. 22-18 going in the second half. Another announcement for you. Help take responsibility of teaching students in any competition, no matter what it is, must be played within the rules. Officials of any game or contest are never given enough thanks, and the efforts of the officials account for the fairness of the competition. To our Missouri High School officials, thank you for a job well done. Proceeding message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activity Association and Brashear Broadcasting. Also, tonight, whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, your referee and game officials are a vital part of the high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work. You certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we can teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at Brashear Broadcasting and the Missouri State High School Activities Association. We've got some stats. As the Brashear dance team gets ready to fire one off here at halftime. First, we'll go with Novinger. First half, it's the Bronners, Courtney and Caitlin each with eight. Courtney Bronner has eight, Caitlin Bronner with six, Emily Wayman with four, Katie King with four. That adds up to 22. Now for the Tigers, Kimberly Elsie with six, Haley Kelsey with six, Christina Scar with four, Trey Cole with two. Tigers with cold shooting there. If they can get some of the baskets going in, it's going to be a pretty tight second half. As far as the fouls go, Wayman ends up with three fouls. Katie King with two and Caitlin Bronner with one. Tigers Hill is the only one with multiple fouls. She has two. Cole, Kelsey, and Scudder each have one. So we'll see you on the other side of halftime. Take it easy. Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activity Association and Brashear Broadcasting. Good sportsmanship isn't something that just happens, it's taught as a part of our high school activity program. In Missouri, good sportsmanship has become a tradition with our high school coaches, athletes, and fans. Respect by everyone helps make that happen. We at Brashear Broadcasting encourage you to help us continue a great Missouri tradition that's practiced in both small towns and big cities. Good sportsmanship. Give respect, get respect. The preceding message is brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activity Association and Brashear Broadcasting. All right, we're going to give you a second half of basketball here. 22-18, Novinder in the lead. We gave you the stats beforehand. Another announcement for you. The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message is brought to you by your friends at Missouri State High School Activity Association and Brashear Broadcasting.
And here we go. Start the second half.
Tyler, fresh back from the hospitality room, I see.
It was nice, too. Elsie has it on the right side, gets a baseline. Now kicks it straight into Cole, except it's knocked away. And Novinger comes away. It's a turnover. That's something the Tigers do not need, is really unforced turnovers. That was probably not the best pass. Now they get the ball into Courtney Bronner. She kicks it out to Middleton off the front rim. No good. Rebounded by King. King is fouled by Cole, they say, on a reach.
Cole got away with one foul there. When King got the ball, Cole was kind of riding her a little bit. Cole stayed on her too much, and they called her a few seconds later.
I think that's Cole's second
that's
foul.
That's two on her, I believe.
Yeah. Now,
on the corner.
Shutter saves it. Oh, they can call a jump ball.
Oh, that was they barely both had it at the same time. I mean, barely.
Scudder had it first, and I thought she was dragging it away, but one of the, I think it was Middleton, got her hands on it, too. So it's going to be Novinger ball. And 5 seconds, Courtney Bronner can't find anybody to pass it to.
Nice.
That's a great job by the Tigers.
Nice defense there by the Tigers.
Elsie brings it up on the right side. She gets it off to a cutting Cole. Cole inside on Wayman, and it's going to be a jump ball in the alley as King gets her hands on Cole, held it a little too low, and King was able to get her hands on it. So it'll be Tiger ball on this jump ball. 7:18 left to play third quarter. They get straight into Kelsey. Kelsey has Cole wide open for three. Oh, wait, and Courtney Bronner got over just in time to get to deflect it just enough. She missed it, and Novinger got up the rebound. They got it off to Courtney Bronner. She brings it down. Gets it into King. Now back out to Caitlin Bronner, not to Courtney Bronner. Now to Middleton, just inside the arc on the left side. Off the rim, rebounded by Scudder.
Tell you what, I don't think Middleton has much faith in her shot because she was running after that shot as soon as she shot it. Cole comes down the other side, over to the right-hand side now. Gives it to Elsie. Elsie over down to the left-hand side. Little pass to Cole there, or towards the top of the key. Cole gets it into Hill. Tiger's still down four. Hill dribbles back outside the arc now. Cole has it over on the right-hand side, working against Middleton. Bounce pass to Elsie. Elsie working against Courtney Bronner. Courtney Bronner has probably 4 or 5 inches on Elsie there, so Elsie can't shoot it. Now Cole gets it, holds it high against Middleton, waiting for somebody to give her some help here. Tries to hit the pick and roll to Scudder, but they have to end up going out to Hill. Wildcats playing good defense there. Now Elsie gets it as Courtney Bronner comes up to get her. Elsie over to Cole, guarded by Middleton. Tigers need to maybe run some picks, get a switch here. Scudder's going to end up taking it
Ooh,
in. It's blocked by Wayman.
I thought Wayman got more of the hand there again.
And Courtney Bronner's going to come down the other side with it. 5:48 left to go. It's 22:18 still. Caitlin Bronner gets it to Katie King. Who dribbles between the circles now. Guarded by Elsie. King gets it to Middleton. Who's going to heave up another shot here. No good. She's 0 for the half now. 0 for 3, I believe. Cole runs up the other side. Is she going to go all the way? Nope. She tries to get the bounce pass into Hill. And knocked away by Courtney Bronner. And it's going to stay with the Tigers. 22-18, 5.5 left to go in the third.
Tigers have had ample opportunity here to come back, just haven't been able to capitalize on any of the shots.
Both teams clamping down on defense here. Cole's going to get a shot here just inside the arc. Front of the rim, no good. She chases down her own rebound. Thinks about the three. Bounce pass, lazily.
Oh, I thought.
Kelsey, and there's going to be, they're going to say it's out of bounds off the Tigers.
No,
I was going to say it was out of bounds off the Tigers.
They pushed Hill down, and she started rolling, and they called a jump out of bounds off a Hill.
I didn't know if Hill touched it for sure, but King now holds it high at the top of the key, guarded by Hill to get it to Middleton, who's a little bit afraid to shoot now, especially with Kelsey in her face.
She missed, what, three so far this half?
King gets it over to Middleton. She's going to shoot this one. It's good. There she breaks through. It's for Middleton, 24-18 now. Wildcats. Tigers need to start scoring some points here on the offensive end.
Tigers need to settle down and get a good quality shot. They've been rushing it.
Yeah, they've got plenty of time. There's 4:50 left to go in the third quarter, so they're only down six. Hill gets it, working against Courtney Bronner. Hill
trapped.
Gets right next to Scudder. Scudder fires a pass at Cole's feet. Cole's able to come away with it, working against Middleton. She dribbles, now gets it to Kelsey inside. Ball fake. Now gets it out. It's going to be stolen, and there's going to be a jump ball. It's going to go to the Wildcats. Tigers.
They're making some bad passes.
Yeah, well, they're not even getting to a point where they can get an open shot. It's there's too many people standing around. It's like they expect someone to be there, but they're not.
Well, Novinger has a chance to get an 8-point lead here. Middleton fires it back to the top of the key to King. King gets it off to Middleton. Now back to King, and it's knocked away by a hit, Elzy. And they get it back out to Courtney Bronner, who fires up a shot just inside the arc and hits it. So it's now 18-26. Tigers are down 8, just like that, with 4:06 left to play now, third quarter. I told you in the first half we should have started that comeback, and we didn't do it. And it's
costing
us.
You also said they should blow the last minute of the half and take one shot on it.
They should have, too. Look, they didn't, and what happened? We missed two shots.
I think those two ideas conflict with each other, but that's all right. The reality is the Tigers are down 8 with 4:06 left to go in the third.
Should have started that comeback earlier. They got to start it right now.
It's definitely a doable comeback, but not the way they're playing. They need to kind of calm down and
they're rushing everything.
Well, it's almost like they're just kind of going through the motions on offense. They're not running to spots very quickly. They're kind of just jogging to their spots, and Novinger's not having any problem at all getting to him and cutting off the passing lane. So we'll see if Coach Williams gets that across in a timeout. Tigers are having the ball, 4:06 left to go.
I'll tell you something else the Tigers ought to think about trying to do is work it inside real quick, get Wayman a fourth foul, and then they can really work the inside game because Wayman won't be in there to block shots.
Well, if nothing else, they'll put one of the Bronners, if not both of them, down low, and that'll open up some of our shooters for the longer shots. As of right now, both Caitlin and Courtney Bronner are getting to play the perimeter, and our girls just aren't tall enough to be able to shoot over them.
Hello, Hill. Shot's no good. Dang, I thought that was going to go down. Now Caitlin Bronner walks it up for the Wildcats. 3:45 left to play. She gets it off to Courtney Bronner, who misses a shot. Rebounded by Scudder. Good job of Scudder to clear it. She gets off to Kimberly Elzy, not to Cole. Cole's going to take a leap to the court, call it.
Hey, they're going to give her the shot. No, they're going to say it was on the floor.
I thought they were going to give her a charge.
Well, and then I thought he had his arm cocked to bring down the hammer on the three-point play, but he didn't do it. So.
Oh, yeah, it's just going to be.
It's foul nonetheless.
Who's it on?
It was on King, I believe.
No,
no,
I
Middleton.
Think they got Middleton. It's her second. Hill now puts on the floor, goes into Wayman. That's never a good idea, and makes a bad pass to Kelsey, and we lose the ball again. Boy, I wish they would have called that three-point play now on Cole. Caitlin Browner brings it up, gets it right side for King. King dribbles top to King, now gets it left wing for Middleton. Middleton was going to take that three, but decided not to. Elzy got over to her. Now King walks it into the elbow and puts up a shot, misses it, rebounded by Scudder again. And I bet she's closing in on 10 rebounds for the night.
Probably. We need them all, too.
Absolutely. They get it out to Cole now, left wing. Cole hits Elzy, who comes around baseline. She's open for a three briefly. Now hits a cutting cutter. And she misses the shot, but she's going to get two free throws anyway, even though she missed her two earlier.
I think King is going to get called for this one. Indeed, she is.
Her second.
That's her second. That's the team's third. That's the team's second. Scudder's first free throw is short.
Hello.
Next one's in, and that cuts the lead to 26-19, 2:48 left to go in the third. King's going to work it up now against Hill. Bounce pass over to Middleton. Middleton's going to heave a three.
Oh.
That's in.
Tigers.
Boy. They keep leaving her open. I mean, she's going to be able to hit it eventually, so they need to stay on her, I guess. Cole, down 10 now. Gets it over to Elzy. Elzy inside to Kelsey. Kelsey
that's
with a left-handed hook. Rebound to Scudder was knocked away by Wayman over to Courtney Bronner. Courtney Bronner with a crossover dribble. Gets it to Caitlin Bronner. There's the dagger. Nope, no good. Rebound by Scudder. Scudder gets it to Cole in traffic. Boy, that was a dangerous pass. Cole works it all the way over to the right hand side.
Oh, she was open.
She was open for a little bit, but I think she lost her dribble there at the end. Elzy open at the baseline. Back to the rim, no good. Rebound by Caitlin Bronner.
The Tigers had nobody around the basket to rebound.
No, that one wasn't. I mean, if they make it, it looks good. If it doesn't, it looks bad. So you're kind of hosed either way there.
I feel like the Tigers maybe are getting a little tired. We still have two bench players that could come in and Clarkson and Collett, both two
solid
very
minutes.
Solid,
yeah.
Very solid. As good as the starters.
Meanwhile, the Wildcats are down, kind of passing it around. Courtney Bronner is going to be wide open in the knee. Blocked by Kelsey. Wayman underneath the basket. Puts it in.
That was a great pass there by Courtney Bronner to get it off to her.
Courtney Bronner, she got it blocked, and she got it when she was on the floor, and she fed it to Wayman, who was able to put it up and in. Now Tigers are down 12.
Oh, boy.
Elsie thinks about it. Now gives it out to Cole. Gets it to Elsie. Elsie's going to launch a three here.
We need it.
Get in there. Rim, no good. Rebound by Caitlin Bronner.
We can't rebound.
Knocked
good
away by
Cole.
And Novinger's going to have to reset here. They're going to have to go length of the court. There's a minute 5 left. It's 31-19.
The Tigers have got to keep now Novinger under 35 points the rest of the game.
Here's Middleton. He's going to launch another three. Front of the rim. No good. Rebound.
Over the back. There we go.
And that's going to be a foul on her. That's her second, I believe. Maybe third.
Official says it's her second.
Survey says here comes Ashley Clarkson in for Kelsey. Tigers have 50 seconds left to go. And Sheree Cole is going to bring it up. Working against Middleton. Gets it over to Elsie. Almost loses it in the corner. Inside to Scudder. Scudder wraps to Hill. Hill needs to drain this. No good. Rebound.
Good job by Clarkson.
Boy, how did she get in there with all those bodies flying? Sheree Cole on the other side. No good. Rebound goes to Clarkson.
Two big rebounds
for her. And there's going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay with the Tigers, I believe.
That's good job there by Clarkson to hit the boards.
I tell you what, you can tell she's fresher than everybody
else. Fresh legs, I'm telling you. Yeah, get Cole up in there, too. She can do anything they can do.
Kimberly Elsie gets it to Cole. Cole working against Middleton. Bounce pass to Elsie. Top of the key. I think it's partially blocked.
I thought
rebound
it was.
Rebound is chased down by Hill in the corner. Hill dribbles around the defender. Picks it up. There's going to be another jump ball, and it's going to go to the Wildcats. That just means the Tigers will get to start the fourth. 31-19, Tigers need to stop here. A little bit of momentum, something to go into the... Almost stolen by Elsie. They're going to call her for the foul.
That's a dumb foul there by Kimberly. You go for the steal, but that was a little too aggressive. She didn't have a chance at it, and now she gets the foul. That's just her first, I guess.
Yeah, I think that was a decent foul. She had somebody right behind her to... She had another player with her in case she wanted to get that. Courtney Bronner now gets it in the backcourt, gets it to King.
I have numbers.
King all the way across to Caitlin Bronner, who's going to dribble in, bounce pass over to Middleton. Courtney Bronner launches a three.
Oh.
5 seconds left. Tigers need to get off the shot here. 2 seconds, 1 second. Sheree Cole throws it up, no good. That last dribble kind of came up in her wheelhouse. And Novinger puts the screws to Brashear, outscoring them 12-1 in that quarter. It's 34-19 going into the fourth. Announcement for you, high school hoops. Tonight's game leads to the Show Me State Basketball Pinnacle Show Me Showdown 2006. This year's Class 1, 2, and 3 Boys and Girls Basketball Championships will be held March 16th through the 18th at the state-of-the-art Mizzou Arena on the University of Missouri-Columbia campus. See what March Mayhem is all about at Show Me Showdown 2006. For game information, log on to Misha.org or call the Mizzou Arena box office for tickets.
Boy, the Tigers are struggling. They have got to lock down this quarter and allow basically what Novinger did to us this last quarter, of only getting 1 point. The Tigers have to do that and then score even more than what Novinger did this quarter. So Tigers have to work it out for them.
Well, definitely, since Novinger is not going to be in any hurry at all around an
offense. No. Just like Coach James says, no threes, Tigers need the threes.
It's funny how the coaches' ideas on success seems to mirror each other at this point of the game.
Oh, Elsie was briefly open. Now they're working into Clarkson. Clarkson shot
nice
it in.
Nice shot.
Hello. That's what we
she
need.
She had two people in front of her. Both of them had 5 inches on her at least, and she put it up over both of them. Maybe she's the spark plug we need out here.
Tigers need to force a turnover. Ideally, a missed shot and a rebound is okay. Letting them burn clock. Hello, there we go. Oh, the foul there by Courtney Brunner on Ashley Clarkson, but Clarkson comes away with it. They didn't call the foul, and they get it off to Cole. Cole was open for three, but she took a little too long to set it up. Now she passes off to Elsie. Elsie works it into Scudder. Scudder on, maybe not out to Hill. Hill just inside the arc. She's missed all night. This one's the air ball. Saved by Clarkson. Oh, they're going to say she stepped out of bounds, and Clarkson
was
hurt.
3 foot off the... That was 3 foot away from the rim when she shot that. I don't know what Hill's problem is shooting tonight, but she's... She's definitely having some trouble.
Now
she's going to come
sit
down. She's played some good D tonight, but
Hey, we don't.
I mean, sometimes these days don't go for you.
D's good, but we need some O right now. Now they get it in Courtney Bonner. She gets it to a wide open Middleton. Middleton just pulls it out. And she travels. Yes, she travels.
Tyler's happy about that.
7:06 left to play. 21-34. Tigers need a three here. At least a two. They cannot get down there and miss any more shots tonight. They just can't do it.
Well, it'll be tough. With every shot they miss, it makes it a little bit tougher.
They get it to Collip. Collip dribbles left side. Her first action tonight. Now she gets it off to Elsie. Elsie, they're playing off her just a little. Middleton is. Now Elsie picks it up. She passes to Scudder, and Scudder loses it and gets it back. And then it's stolen, and then it's stolen by Cole. Boys.
Wide open for Kimberly. Bass!
Hot
boy, that was huge for Scudder to chase down that open pass, that open ball. Wowee. Cuts it to 10.
Yeah, let Wayman dribble it up the court. She picks up the dribble. She can't find anybody, and now finally gets it off to King. King now gets it off to Middleton. Middleton looks confused with the ball. She goes around it. She about loses it off her own foot. Now she gets it off the right wing for King. King guarded by Collip. Collip gets it off to Bronner, and obviously now the Wildcats are in no hurry to shoot. Courtney Bronner throws it off for Wayne. Cole's wide open.
Come on, break.
Come on, come on.
Oh, no, she
missed
it. Wide open layup.
Oh,
my gosh, that was
a killer. Oh, dear.
It was too much for Coach Jennings, because he had to call timeout.
It was too much for me. I thought that was points on the board.
Well, the Tigers had a 2-on-0 break, and they missed the layup. Hey, they picked up the intensity here in the last couple minutes.
They're still down 10 with 6 minutes left to go. I wish they would have hit that shot. They got to keep Novinger again from scoring at all. This is... All this comeback is based on Novinger not scoring a point.
Well, they've outscored him in the first 2 minutes of the quarter. They've outscored him 5-0.
Hey,
nothing.
First 2 minutes of the quarter, that don't mean beans. It's the end of the quarter.
Well, right now they're outscoring 5-0. If they outscore him 5 every 2 minutes, that's 20 points. Down 10. I guess
that's assuming Novinger doesn't score anything.
Well, we'll keep up with the trend. It's 5-0 right now.
Caitlin Brunner to inbound, gets it straight into Wayman. Let Wayman dribble if you're the Tigers. She gives it back to Caitlin Brunner, though. Caitlin Brunner got it closely by LVL. She gets off to Wayman. Now Caitlin Brunner back to her. Wayman to stolen back, Kelsey!
Kelsey's going to work against Caitlin Brunner here. Oh,
what was that? She gets her own rebound, though, and she's fast. She's fast, yes!
Oh, boy, it's two open. Well, that one was a little bit tougher than Cole's.
She had to cross over, put up a funky underhand shot to get that thing off.
It was like a Rick Barry free throw. Tigers don't get to shoot free throws yet.
How many is that on them?
I don't know. Elsie is going to throw it in.
Four on them.
Lobs it over the top to Cole.
There we go. There we go.
Three.
Yeah!
That cuts it to 7, 34-27. I think Coach Jennings maybe wants another timeout. Courtney Bronner draws all the way down, gets it to Middleton, who throws up a shot.
Oh.
That's good. That's all right. They only took 2 seconds to do it. Tigers are back the other way, 36-27.
I just have seen her miss it in the 2 seconds.
Well, I mean, if we had our druthers here, Kimberly Elsie working against King. Elsie gives it out to Cole.
She was
now
open.
To Elsie, who fakes a shot, gets up from 18,
foul,
and she's going to get shoot 2 free throws. You can't believe it.
You love it when you get to add to the... to your point total from with no time running off.
That's
the
right.
Clock.
No clock. Elsie's going to shoot 2 free throws here with a chance to cut it to 7.
Come on, Kimberly. She's been good from the stripe all year.
Be quiet. Hey, that's a good one. I guess it's not me saying it, so it's all right. 36-28, 5:12 left to go in the fourth quarter. Hey, second one's good. Tyler's got the magic touch.
That's right. Money.
I should have had him go by. Oh, boy. Middleton was wide open at the other end.
Call on Collip.
And that'll be her first. She hadn't been playing long. That'll be the team's. One more than
three.
Hill's going to come in for Collip. That's 3 team fouls on us. Caitlin Bronner's going to throw it in the opposite side of the court.
Oh, she ain't got nobody.
Lobs it over top to King.
They're running clock burner now.
That's right. I think Jennings I just saw the time for Middleton.
Tigers made a turnover.
10 feet of her.
5
Middleton has it
to
over
play.
On the left side now. King has it between the circles, guarded by a Hill. Bounce pass over to Middleton. Now out to King. King guarded by Hill. Hill's on her like crazy there. Bounce pass to Middleton. Now back to King. Hill playing up top. Hill, King has to grab it and give it back to Middleton. Now they're just playing a little two-man game here. This is just going to keep happening until we make them do something else.
Well, it's working. Tigers have to, what are they down now, seven?
Oh, there's a travel by King, and they let her get away with it. She hopped up and down on it. Now they're going to call a foul on Cole. That's her fourth, I believe.
Third, I thought.
That's her third?
What is that?
Third.
That's her third.
Her official stat.
Ooh,
stat
boy, that would have been nice to have that. Because she caught it on one foot and hopped up and down on it, and they didn't call anything.
That's the tip. Nah, I won't say anything.
Caitlin Bonner looks for somebody. Gives it to Wayman.
There we go. Let Wayman
handle
it.
Back to Bonner. Caitlin Bonner now has it between the circles. Guarded by Elzy. Almost loses it. Elzy guarded closely.
Let her dribble.
King.
Force her out, Kimberly. Come on.
Getting a pick outside. Hill guarding King now, who has the ball.
Timeout.
Nominator wants timeout there. 20. They've been able to burn a minute off here. The Tigers are going to have to start. Trying to guard them is not working.
No.
We're not getting the ball. We're going to start fouling them. And the bad part is we just don't have the men to throw out there that can
foul.
No.
We got to be careful.
We need four more before our next fourth foul will be put them in the bonus. We need four more to do that.
Yeah,
and we
that's
need
a
to
lot
start
of fouls.
Clarkson doesn't have any. Who's got fouls here? Hill. Let's see. Hill has two fouls. Cole has three. Clarkson with one. Elzy has one, I thought.
Here we go.
Caitlin Bonner is going to throw it in.
I'd like to see her throw it straight into a Tiger.
That'd be nice. They're going to get Hill with a foul before the clock starts.
Hey,
clock
if you're going to have to foul, that's the way to do it.
She was playing a pretty solid D on Courtney Bronner.
How's the number two free throws tonight? What are they looking like?
I don't know if they've shot any.
They've shot three all night. Courtney Bronner shot them all, and she's 2 for 3.
Courtney Bronner now has it working against Hill. Because of the Caitlin Bronner.
Get out there and foul him. It's time to start fouling.
Now to King. King's going to launch it from 19.
Yes.
No good. Rebound goes
yes.
to Clarkson. Nice rebound by Clarkson. Gives it over to Elzy. Tigers down 7. 3:50 left to go.
With the limited possessions, we have got to capitalize on this.
Exactly. Elzy working against Middleton. Gets it over to Hill. Hill inside to Kelsey. Kelsey with a left-handed hook shot. No good. Rebound tipped up. Gathered underneath by Hill, who got it somehow.
Oh,
hook shot. No, gives it to Carson, who puts it up.
Oh.
No good. Gets it back, puts it up.
Yes!
Good. Cuts it to 5. Ashley Clarkson is just
she's
like a woman
she
possessed. Katie
oh,
King
no,
down
no,
down
no,
the
no.
Gets it to Middleton, who dribbles it back out. Tigers down 5. 3:20 left to go. Courtney Bronner has it. There's going to be a foul on Hill.
What is that, her fourth?
I think you gave a foul to Ashley. Sorry, I just...
They called the foul on
Hill, I believe. Courtney Bronner gets it into Wayman. Wayman gets it. Oh, it popped up in the air, but Hill can't get it.
Oh.
And
Tigers
Courtney Bronner
gotta
gets
get
it.
The ball.
3 minutes, 3:08.
Right
up to Caitlin
Bronner's
And there's a foul. Boy, they got there late, and then they fouled her to make up for it. Who was that foul on? That was a foul on Sheree Cole.
That's
her
fourth.
38-31 now. 7-point lead with a chance to cut it to, or increase it to more.
Tigers need threes now. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. They need some threes.
The free throw's good. That's back up to 8 points now. As Kimberly Elzy brings it down. Sheree Cole cannot get another foul, that's for sure. Elzy gets it to Cole. Cole working against the double team. Gets it into Kelsey. Kelsey up off. No good. How did that stay out of the rim? It rolled right across the top of it. Caitlin Bronner. Be easy, Sheree. Trapped in the corner. Lobs it up over to Wayman.
Let
Wayman.
Travel.
Wayman picks it up. Gives it to Caitlin Bronner. To Middleton. Middleton to Courtney Bronner.
Under.
They're going to start fouling here.
Yes.
2:30 left to go. They're down 8. I don't know what they're waiting
get
on.
Get out there and get on them.
Caitlin Bronner. Yeah. High. Gives it to King.
Oh.
Popped up in the air by Cole, but
Cole
gets it back. We don't want Cole to foul.
Careful.
Courtney Bronner is going to drive. Go up against Kelsey.
Oh, my.
A little scoop shot. Up and under Kelsey is good. And that cut back up to 10 with 2:15 left to go.
Start shooting them.
Elzy down at the other end. Coach Williams wants a timeout.
This is not good. Way back in the second quarter, I said they needed to start
it's
the comeback.
It's easy to start saying that if you know you're right.
I was right. Oh, we're feeling the pain here at Gopher Arena.
We've been scoring our points in spurts here. Maybe we got another spurt or two left in us before the end of the game. 2:14 is quite a bit of time in basketball terms, but not if we're gonna play passive defense down at the defensive end like we've been doing. So we got to turn that around a little bit. Because we have both cheerleaders out on the floor at the same time. I don't know what Mission says about that. I don't have anything to read about that, but
that's not important. Oh, dear. Whose ball is it? I've got so confused.
It's the Tigers' ball. We called the timeout.
I'm telling you, the Tigers need to set up, and about every 3 seconds, they need to shoot a three.
It's not that dire yet, but that's a good plan. Clarkson. Or Kelsey's going to inbound it now. Gets
that's
it to
good.
Kelsey.
Oh,
Kelsey
my.
Long three.
Good rebound there by Clarkson.
Tries to go up with it, and they call a jump ball. It'll go to the Wildcats. I don't know why
travel.
She was trying to shoot that.
Yeah. Kick it out. We need some threes.
Lehman gets it. Now gives it back to Caitlin Bronner. Now over to King. That's going to be stolen by Kelsey, who's tripped by...
No!
There's going to be a missed shot, and they're going to call a foul way outside.
I think they're getting it on Cole.
That's
he's
foul
done.
On Trey Cole, and that's
our,
it.
Our premier three-point shooter is done.
Probably not the game she wanted to play as her last one. Chelsea Cobb's coming in now.
This is gut-wrenching to all Tiger fans.
It is. She had quite a career here. Trey Cole did.
That's eight, so they have one and one from here on out, and two when they get to ten.
Katie King's going to shoot. I don't know what her free throw percentage is. I don't think our staff
zero tonight.
Quite that adept at having all their season
he
stats.
He says 67%.
Well, she's going to miss one of these next two if she's 67%. She makes the first one. It's up to an 11-point lead now. Just under 2 minutes left to go, 159. King second. All
ooh.
Right, well, you can bank on this next one being a miss next time she shoots.
Cole's done. I don't know why I got to. Hill shoots a three off the top of the backboard. Rebounded by Middleton with 1:50 left to play. She travels. Hot dog, she travels. Tigers only down 12. Four threes from a comeback here. It's very conceivable. Just tough to do in a minute 47. They get it into Elsie. She's going to shoot from there this time. She's right near half court. She gets it up now, and she passes to Kelsey. Kelsey dribbles into the lane. We don't need twos, girls, but Ashley Clarkson missed a wide open.
We don't need to miss them, too.
Wide open shot from 2 feet. Those you cannot miss. Now they get it to Wayman. Wayman just pans off.
I don't know why they didn't foul Wayman when she got it.
Yeah, let Wayman shoot the free throws. Now they get a wide open one. Blocked by Kelsey. Oh, that's a double dip there. As Kelsey threw it back into the court, she hit Wayman right in the schnoz, and she went down. But she gets up, and she looks, and she's smiling about it. She's laughing. I don't think I'd be so dang happy if I got hit in the nose. And they have to call a timeout as Courtney Bronner can't get it in. With 1:18 left to play, the Tigers need four threes.
What's the word out of the huddle, Tyler?
Huh?
What's the word out of the huddle here?
Jennings is telling him, hang on to the ball.
What's the word out of the Tiger? Well, we can't. We can't play that. It's family program. Here we go. Navager is going to get to throw this one in.
I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to steal the ball, and we need to get a three. And then we need to do it again and again and again.
And that's a tie right there.
Yep.
Now we've got too many men on. Oh, wait, that's cheerleaders. Okay.
I've always got these good philosophies, and somehow we don't usually work them.
Well, maybe if you weren't so young, you'd get some credibility as a coach.
That's right.
As long as you get your players to do what you tell them to, you
steal the ball. Oh, Hill just might do it. No, Caitlin Bronner comes away with it.
You got to get out and foul her. I mean, there's no shot clock to. I don't know.
Get him, Jesse. Jesse's right on top of her.
She's going to keep dribbling until somebody comes and gets her.
Call up Fowler. Jesse Fowler. Somebody nail her. She's burnt. 20 seconds. Now she picks up her dribble. Now she gets it to King. King's going to hold now back to Courtney Bronner with 50 seconds. They hit a layup.
Caitlin Bronner with a layup wide open underneath.
We need five threes. Start pumping them, girls. We ain't got time to dribble around. Call up shoots off the front rim, rebounded by Hill. Her shot's no good. That's the night for the Tigers. They can't get anything to fall. Now, Elsie for three, no. Rebounded by Clarkson. Her shot, no good. Rebounded by Wayman with 20 seconds left. Oh, I smell no more comeback.
Nope. Comeback's not looking good now. 12 seconds, 11. Courtney Bronner dribbles up. Don't foul and prolong this agony here. Katie King is going to hold it. Trey, Chelsea Collins almost gets a cheap steal out of it.
That's right.
Wayman's going to have it.
Wayman.
I wouldn't celebrate too much, Novinger, because congratulations on winning. Now you get to play the number one seed.
That's right.
Friday. Green City. Well, possibly. Green City is going to play North Shelby here in the second game. Tigers go down in this one 45-31. We'll have some final stats for you here in a second.
And here's some total stats for you. For the Tigers, the leading scorer was Kimberly Elsie. She had 11. Good job, Kimberly. Christina Scudder and Sheree Cole each had 6 points. Oh, and so did Haley Kelsey, excuse me. And Ashley Clarkson came in and got 4 points as well. And for the Wildcats, Courtney Brunner had 15, followed closely by her sister Caitlin with 11. Middleton had 7 all in the second half. King and Wayman each had 6 points. And the final was... Well, I don't know what the final was, but we lost.
What was it, 45-31, I think?
I think that sounds right.
Well, probably our last broadcast of the year, Tyler. Got any reflections on the year for the boys or girls?
No reflections. Look forward to next year.
Look forward to next year. Boys had a rough year. Rebuilding year is what they call that. Probably be better next year.
Bound to be.
Almost have to be. But our girls played a solid year after having the coach away for half the year. Coach Cameron filled in admirably, but if you've had one person, if you have somebody come in that tries to run someone else's program, that usually doesn't work out. Tigers found their stride the second half of the year. I don't know quite what the splits were on the records, but nothing to be ashamed of for the Tigers making the second round of districts.
Oh, no.
After making it to the championship game last year, we'll see how the offseason treats them. Next year, maybe, we'll be able to cross over the hump and get past districts once again. Well, thanks a lot for doing this, Tyler. And John? Final was 45-31. 33. 12-point victory for Novinger. They'll go on to play the winner of North Shelby and Green City on Friday night. So, for the final time this year in the Brashear basketball, this is Matt Caldwell.
And Tyler Killen.
And
John Slavin.
There we go. The three of us. Just like the shirt. Sitting next to each other. We're not in the right order, but...
Well, we can be.
We can be. But we hope you guys have a good night, and we'll see you next year.